Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Sometimes a slow jam sends me back, and I fade back in a time when she sipped a glass of wine and I stirred a cold drink on the rocks. She was looking good, she was looking fine, she was mine. I could smell her sweet scent as she leaned in and I asked, "Will you slow dance with me?" Her eyes closed and opened with dreams. I was that dream in her eyes as she leaned her head onto my shoulder. For the moment, she just wanted to hear the words to a song, another slow jam. Come on and go to my place. I held her hand and our fingers tangled to the downbeat. The song changed. It must be a slow jam night. Joined in as she looked up and kissed me gently. I felt our soul stirring as heat wave flowed. Another slow jam, always and forever. It was my turn now to sit back and listen as she now wanted to slow dance. Another slow jam. You are my starship. To the floor. Facing each other, we stepped into cruise control. Instant mating, like two lovers having an orgasm at the same time. So close, I got in her and she was all over me and we slow danced into one heartbeat. A twin spin of the Isley Brothers and another slow jam. For the love of you, and the lyrics told it what time it was to groove with you. Slow dancing with her, it was so hot being next to her. But we danced to make it hotter. Our hips could have melted the North and South Pole. Her breasts pressed through my ribcage. Someone might have thought I had nipples on my back. Was that smoke coming from my pants? Or was that lightning coming from under her dress? Rick James and Tina Marie hit notes. We fell through the floor and out of our minds. Another slow jam. Fire and ice. As I remember, she didn't wear any panties. And that was in the day before wearing a thong. Deep in our slow jam, we did not hear the last song fade out and the next one fade in. Another slow jam. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. It made us double pump as we swayed side to side. And his show felt right. I opened my eyes, I saw my ex and all the old flames and wanna be next in line as they looked on as you sung along to another slow jam. I just wanna get next to you. As they pointed and whispered, he ain't all that, they knew that I was when they watched her bump and grind. They became my exes because they stepped on my toes and wrinkled my clothes. And when Teddy Bridgegrass sung another slow jam, closed the door. See, I wouldn't open the door for them, but I left it open for her. This sexy lady, she brought it and took it with the best of them. She had me throbbing and losing my mind. We moved in closer, trading skin follicles as another favorite played another slow jam. Stay, baby, stay in my corner. And it pulled us into a place that no one knew about but me and her. A personal moment, slow dancing, dirty dancing, at the intro of another slow jam. What you won't do for love. I was punching her clock and working overtime. I'm faded back in time, listening to slow jams. I feel her grinding me from back in the day when Natalie Cool took the temperature up another notch and she torched another slow jam. Inseparable. Her legs outside mine, crawling up my leg as I balanced her on the other leg. And I spun her around, placing my chest on her back as Barry White crooned another slow jam. I've got so much love to give. My leather pants were tight on her ass, and she did a slow, sexy version of doing the dog. How did she get all that ass and those skin-tight britches? As we finally danced to something a little faster, the Ohio Players funked up the joint. You bad, bad missus in those skin-tight britches, about to bust stitches. Ah, skin-tight. And what we were and what we were about to do, we're about to go to heaven. Must be like this. After that ended, another slow jam from Bloodstone from 1977 screams through the speaker, take to the sky in a natural high. Damn, my thoughts of grinding her from back in the day, like walking in the park, riding a bike, eating butter pecan ice cream. I remember another slow jam, Sweet Sticky Thing, that Sweet Thing by Chaka. And then I heard Peeble Bryson sing another slow jam, Feel the Fire, when we swayed on the dance floor, her and I on the dance floor, almost being horizontal on a bed, spreading wide and slowly, but we were upright and slow dragging, making love with our clothes on, in a club full of people, her arms around my shoulders as she popped her fingers, and Bootsy sung, I'd rather be with you. Yeah. Feeling her laying back in my arms and looking at me seductively, knowing we were gonna get our freak on later. We duet doing the nasty on the dance floor. Me hardening and her dripping. We hear the OJ sing another slow jam. Let me make love to you. Feeling the sweat in the middle of her back and spreading my hands and squeezing that, yeah, only to make our groove tight. She laid back some more and raised that arm and she waved it and she popped that finger some more. She felt safe as I guided her to dip back some more and she became free in my arms. Back in the day in the club, we danced alone. As if no one was there. The DJ was spinning vinyl at 33 and a third speed. The records were spinning those slow jams to spending money on drinks jams. I'm gonna hit that tonight jams. For some reason she won't let me come over to her place jams. Only to find out she lives with her mama jams. Woke up in the morning and forgot her name jams. Doing it on the floor jams. Fall in love jams. Want to spend the rest of my life jams. Slow jamming when Marvin Gaye sung. I've been really trying, baby, to hold back this feeling for so long. And if you feel like I feel, baby, let's get it on. Sometimes a slow jam sends me back and I fade back in time and I hear a slow jam. Do you? If I should ever lose her heaven, could I live alone after her? Her for me to look into her soul and find my soul living inside her love. Is there one? My kiss could replace our need ever to speak. But with her, we would tell the world how love is and what love can do. Is there one, one for me? I know how to love her. I dreamed of her 100,000 times. Even as I talk to you, I can see myself making love to her, holding her, her loving me as I need to be. I can see her. Are you there? I just need to keep hope alive. Is there a place I need to be? I'm here with bare skin and a heart that will only beat and bleed for her. Wanting her eyes to bless me and undress me down to my weakest senses. I'm here. I trust her to come for me. I'm starving while waiting. My desires stay on life support. Hope is my intravenous drip into my soul. Wanting and needing one for me, just one for this one man. I asked a question of God, and I asked you, is there one? If there is one, let there not be a fork in the road. Please send my heart in the right direction for the one who waits for me. I plead to rid me of the question, is there one? One for me.
The top water drips, it splashes, then plays, dripping down blushing shoulders, and he holds her. Drops tickle down sun-kissed skin with just a brush of cinnamon. This sin of men, beckoning, teasing, displeasing to the naked eye, her naked thigh, sprinkled with wet kisses delivered by water beads. He watches as hungry eyes bleed for the caressing of her silhouette.
Her sexy curves are dripping wet, drenched in flirty suds created by jasmine shower gel. He loves the smell as it dances across his nose, wide open, and he's hoping for a chance to catch each drip on eager lip, tasting, never wasting, one single drop. Eyes continue to plead, but she doesn't stop, continuing her steamy performance. She lathers, plays, and then the rinse. Water splashes over all the right places. He can't speak, but makes faces that communicate a healthy craving for all this love she's saving. The mirror is now hazy from the hot of her, seduced by the woman in her. And he watches, water gently kissing every inch and teasing every curve, every single nerve in his body now alive. As deliberate drops dive off an arch and sculpted back, as they relax onto the cradle of inviting hips, as her playful hand traces, then slowly dip to hide between wet thighs. Her closed eyes and bitten lip tell secrets behind shower walls. His mind calls, her body answers, wet from steamy shower, soaked with passion. Just imagine the seduction she intends as he steps into her two open arms. She and he, two open minds. Her, playful. Him, grown, behind steamy shower doors.
Thank you. was my claim to fame. With every measure, baby, tasted teardrop stains. Yeah, I was cold as ice long ago.
Everything's gonna be alright.
Everything, everything, everything.
me a secret. I don't just want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know about one special secret.
Oh.
Because tonight I want to learn all about the secrets in your garden.
I wanna read your mind, know your deepest feelings. I wanna make it right for you, baby. Show me, let me share the mystery.
Well, good evening, Detroit and all our global listeners. Thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station on this hour of the Erotic Central Sheets Open Mic. I am your network owner, Michelle E. Alford, a.k.a. Poetic Energy. I have just been informed by my producers that our host for this evening, Cindy Smith Jordan, a.k.a. Miss Strong Island, will be not attending, obviously, to host her segment of the show, and she will not be returning until further notice, so we wish her well, and we hope that she gets well soon. We send in all our prayers and our strength for her and her family, but we will be having another male host that will be hosting on Wednesday night, so we will give you all that information in upcoming weeks, so make sure you still tune in, but you'll be listening to another voice. I certainly appreciate all of you for, you know, your commitment and your support to the network here. We have several different hosts throughout the week hosting various shows. It is my aim and my goal for the network to unite voices and change lives, so we offer a variety of shows that do just that. Again, I want to send out my healing strength to Ms. Strong Island and her family. We realize that all people go through issues in their lives, and we're sorry to hear about, you know, family life just happens. So we are just going to keep her in our prayers and look forward to more upcoming shows from our newest fantastic male host for this hour, but we have only 19 more minutes remaining in the show. We're glad that you're tuning in. I see many of you hanging out on the switchboard. I appreciate you and your love from various area codes. So 407 and 276 area code, we certainly appreciate you. And we're going to just entertain you further with a little bit more music, keep you in the mix. Until next time, all right, we're going to keep it going here and just soothe you with a little bit more of central music. How about that? We were just playing Mr. Barry White with the Erotic Garden, so let's keep that feeling and that flow going. I think I'm going to put some more spoken word back up in here with Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn. That's Mr. Central Erotic himself. And I'm going to play his piece entitled Chocolate Woman. All right.
This poem's called Chocolate Woman. As I walked into a coffee house, I noticed they sold candies and nuts. They had every variety of sweets to chew on and suck on and lick on. A pound of this and a few pieces of that, and I rolled my lips with anticipation. Besides my coffee, I had to have something sweet to take home. I spotted those little chocolate turtles, and a nice long black licorice roll, and cashews, a quarter pound, was on the order too. Leaning over and scanning, I pointed to those chocolate-covered orange sticks, you know, the ones with the jelly inside. My taste buds, my eyes playing ping pong, going back and forth, making sure I wasn't missing a thing. I saw a new candy. Little chocolate dolls. They weren't flat and lifeless. They looked to be full of substance, rolls of chocolate, women slightly different from each other. I ordered every kind of chocolate, sweetie, go home with me. First in the bag, the well-endowed bosom body milk chocolate honey, you know, the Pam Grier type. And then I had the thing that featured white chocolate sweetheart, the Mariah Carey flavor. I watched disappear in the bag the caramel smooth super curvy fine sonia latham disappearing at loving basketball brown sugar sweet looking just like the sister I was too scared to ask out, but I had her now. And I was going to eat her and lick her, and then I don't discriminate. I wanted the extra thick double chocolate thigh high sweetness, you know, used to be the Star Jones type. Sister Big Bones gonna break me in half. I only bought one of them. I didn't want to overdo it. Next, I didn't hold back on the dark chocolate apple bottom Janet Jackson baby got butter back. I can handle that. And since I got big lips, all the better devour, I ordered the mocha ultra full sweet chocolate doll. The chocolate con make me want to holler when I think about all the sweet juices. Okay. I ordered two of those. I ordered the cocoa toad long leg Tina Turner walk on my back, dripping her juices out on top of me. My bag was full with all the taste of the chocolate woman. Some had fruits inside, some were cream filled, and some were just plain solid chocolate. I didn't order any with nuts. Greedy as I might have been, I ordered a triple menage a charge of a dark chocolate apple bottom caramel smooth super duty fine. I had to have extra that. Now, I couldn't help myself, but walking out the door, I found myself sucking on the cocoa toad chocolate woman. I had to go back and buy two more of her. Her toes in my mouth tasted so good, it gave me that Tootsie Roll feeling. Anyway, I forced myself to keep the bag closed, and I had something that every man wanted, a harem of chocolate women. I couldn't wait to get home and lick them and suck them and kiss them in places I would never tell anybody. As soon as I hit the door, I almost moved too fast. I wanted to tear into the bag. I was haunted for some chocolate. But this is one of those moments a man needs to take his time. So I set the mood for my devouring session. I showered and put on some soft music and some cologne. I put some logs on the fire. I poured some Baileys in my coffee and a shot of whiskey. I was ready to get my freak on. I opened the bag to the fully exposed chocolate woman. Oh, no! My little chocolate ladies had melted. Now, I had a bag of multicolored, multi-textured, mixed-flavored chocolate goo. No more chocolate face of the beauty, no more white chocolate feminine features. Sweet hair. My caramel smooth superfine had pulled a disappearing hair from me. Melted. My extra thick, double chocolate thigh high sweetness. I wanted to cry. No more chocolate apple bottom baby got back. My lips were going to miss out on the mocha ultra full lip cocoa toes. My chocolate women had left me holding the bag. What was I to do? I was sitting there butt naked with a bag of chocolate. I had a thought. Maybe if I heat the chocolate goo up a little more and I pour it on me, and then I could enjoy myself. I mean, I was by myself, and since, you know, tying myself and spanking myself had gotten old, talking dirty to myself wasn't working anymore. You know, you gotta keep your love life fresh. Trying new things is different. But before I heated the mix, I stuck my finger in the chocolate goo for a taste of my ex-chocolate women, now melted into one. Oh, the flavor mixed together, it was good. All of a sudden, I felt like I had spent the night at a Holiday Inn. I was feeling smart. Wasn't from the collection of chocolate women melted over the one? Another dip in my finger, and I was feeling strong. I tore the bag open. I bared my face. I sniffed, I kissed, I licked, I sucked, I ate. I did not stop. It was good to the last chocolate drop. Since all the chocolate women had melted, the one that I was eating, the chocolate woman from head to toe, a wonderful feeling overcame me. I realized I was becoming the complete man from the ingredients inside the chocolate woman. From what was outside that caught my eye, the thought and feeling of her and tasting her all as one, the whole, the complete, the chocolate woman made me a better chocolate man.
Yes. Welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. You're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station, and I am filling in tonight. I am happening to be the Network Island, Miss Michelle E. Alfred, a.k.a. Poetic Energy. For those of you who are just tuning in, I just got word that our normal host for the evening, Miss Strong Island, will not be able to return on air until further notice. So we wish her well and send our prayers to her and her family. But we do have a host that will be gracing the air probably next week, so we'll keep you posted with that, with all that information. But make sure you tune in next week, and we'll promise to entertain you at least with some great music and some great spoken words. Now, with the show is winding down. It's 9 minutes remaining in this show, so I am definitely going to keep you entertained for those next 9 minutes. And again, thank you for tuning in. All of those who are waving in the chat room, we appreciate your presence here. All of those on the switchboard, we appreciate your presence as well. So let's keep it going here and just soothe you a little bit more for the evening. And I am going to put some ladies in the mix tonight. We have played All the Men. All right. That's the responsibility of my producer that happened to was filling in before I came on air. So we appreciate my producer. And I'm just not going to hold you much longer, but I am going to put Miss Bessie Hughes in the mix with her spoken word piece, I Love Her.
I love her. I am a woman who loves a woman. I love this one woman, and her name speaks to me through the softest of lips.
Baby, I love you.
I love you. I see in her what she sees in me.
I see you, baby.
My shining star. Her body is what I need.
You're my star.
Every note in music cries when she hits her peak. Like the world, she glows while she's submerged in sheets.
Can you feel
I love to look at her. Don't want to talk anymore when she's in front of me. From the curl of her lips when she smiles to the sway of her thighs defined.
Touch me.
I can't help but to watch her. I mean her sensuous beauty.
I see.
I am attracted, and damn, she haunts my dream. My eyes are tracing the small of her back on down curvy thick hips looking sweet and wide. The look in her eyes smile warmly at me. I just realized I am in love.
I'm in love with you.
She speaks to me lovingly, even when nothing is said. I am addicted to her. My beautiful opium dream makes even nightmares sweet. And I'll wait any time and any place for her to feel like I am who she needs.
Anytime.
She is my heart's song, and as violins play to her melody, I dance to the rhythm of her love, while notes beat against our skin.
Touch me.
She stands in front of mirrors and is never hung up on vanity, but recognizes self-love and she appreciates her worth, and watches the mirror reflect the body of this divine lady. I love knowing this is how she feels, because she feels what I feel and she sees what I see. And I am her and she is me. And together, we love and will die complete. Not narcissist love, but a woman's mind, body, and soul realize my opium dream is me. And with her, I am satisfied.
I'm so
the lesbian in me honors her verbally, loves her emotionally, respects her mentally. And physically, there's no hesitation to what good I'm capable of giving her.
I mean me.
The woman whose affirmation is to love and definitely respects her mind's creativity. I love her because she is 4 times the lady.
So special.
My queen and my light who stays at my side.
My queen.
Never strays and leaves me broken. She is my beacon. And hope floats off her touch, a true soldier to love in our life's long bond.
My beacon.
And with every fiber of my being,
I
love her with all that is in me.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Oh, that was so central. Miss Betsy Hughes, with I Love Her. You are tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station, and this is the hour of the Erotic Central Sheets Open Mic. But as you have heard, if you were tuned in to the show and holding on, our normal host for this evening, Ms. Strong Island, a.k.a. Ms. Cindy Smith-Jordan, is until further notice, she will not be back on air. We send out our prayers and strength to her and her family. But we will be returning with a new host, an interim host, and we'll let you know who that is very, very soon. All right, the hour is just ticking away. We have 4 minutes remaining in the show. I want to make a few quick announcements. For those of you who are tuned in and listening, if you are interested in traveling to the Michigan area to perform at the Spoken Word Billboard Awards, please reach out and touch me. I'm at my limit of friends on Facebook, but I have a fan page, Official Michelle Alford. You can connect with me there, or either you can reach me at 734-365-6689. That is my publishing company number. You can call and leave a message and just let me know that you are interested in performing in Michigan. And this September, we will give you the details. We will be doing a promotional video, and it will be posted on Facebook and as well as a few other locations and on the Comcast channel. So we'll make sure that you are aware of all the full details. But if you are interested in performing, you are a spoken word artist and want an opportunity to showcase your talent at an awesome theater in Canton, Michigan, the suburbs of Michigan, at the Village Theater, I'll be happy to listen to what you have to offer, listen to some of the pieces that you may be interested in performing, and go from there. But again, I'd like to send out my love to everyone who's tuned in. We always love you for your continued support of the show, because without you and your ears listening, there will be no reason for a show. So we thank you and we send out our love to you. All right, make sure you tune into either of our shows throughout the week. Tomorrow we have our Thursday night open mic night hosted by myself and Mr. Stevie G, my co-host. And we would love to have you there to share your voice on the show. If you're a vocalist, comedian, any of those things, feel free to share your talents with us. Excuse me, I got choked up for a minute. But we love you again, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Thank you for tuning in. We love you, and we're going to take it out with some Barry White. You can't go wrong with Mr. Barry White. And we're going to say goodnight to you this evening. Hope you have a great day on tomorrow. Make it a productive day. Live, laugh, and love daily. With that being said, good night, folks. Love you. Peace. And this is Mr. Barry White with I Got So Much to Give. Good night.
Don't do that. Baby, please don't do that. What are you crying for? Is it because you're sad or mad? Or nothing's gonna go wrong. Sometimes we feel inside of us that everything we have is only here for today. But every now and then, two people get lucky and find a certain thing that makes them want to just keep it that way. I don't want you to feel that have to go through these changes, baby. No way. No way. Our love is different. Our lives will be different. Trust me, baby. Trust me.
Let your love flow inside of you. Don't be afraid.